This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Thanks for joining me. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. If there's a secret fear that many of us have, I think it'd be this, feeling that I am unworthy, the secret fear that we might never talk about. Plenty of others have written articles you can read anytime. It's more than just a sense of failure. We feel a sense of disconnection, aloneness, inadequate, feeling I'll never be good enough. And I wonder how many of us are crippled with these destructive and really negative thoughts. We might pretend to others that everything's okay, but we know deep down it's not. We probably feel we'll never measure up. Unworthiness is a feeling of being lesser or of no value. Now, it's certainly opposite to the feeling of being superior. And I think we need to learn to have a little bit of compassion for ourselves. Now, look, we've made mistakes and perhaps some big ones. But challenge your thoughts and test this. It may be that you're afraid of taking risks in case you fail. It could go back to childhood where your parents said, you're a bad boy or girl. You took it to heart. They said it must be right after all. But life's experience has shown you that you're not a bad person. Your parents were actually wrong. You are not a bad person. Unworthiness is not something we are. It's a state of mind. It comes up as a reaction to other people. I'm broke, or they like her more, so I've got to be unworthy. That this sense of unworthiness is part of the way we're programmed sometimes. Just like if we always get angry in some situations, we find ourselves feeling unworthy. Let me suggest that the Bible can help you reverse this destructive pattern and turn your life around. You don't need to be stuck in this thinking. It is very negative, as I said, and hurtful. We've got to know deep down that God really does love us. God loves us. It's a bit of a cliche, but why is it hard to remember? Is it something that the idea that an intangible, busy God would be interested in us? Does it make any sense? Well, try to think about it in a sense of a relationship. God, we can't see God, but he can be experienced each day because God loves you. He's given you the Bible, where many writers express their love for God. For example, the psalmist in Psalm 63. Your love, God, is better than life. My lips will glorify you. And 1 John 4, verse 19 says, we must learn to receive his love because we love only because he first loved us. Secondly, I think you've got to know deep down that he is for you. As life continues to beat us around sometimes, we've got to remember that life is like that. But God is our refuge, our strength, the Bible says in Psalm 46, a very present help in time of need. In fact, God is called the Prince of Peace, and his spirit is kindness, love, joy and peace, patience. We do have an adversary, and we live in this broken world with other broken people. But here we have a Heavenly Father, a God who is good. And we've got to shout that from the rooftops, especially when life goes the opposite way. And we need to encourage ourselves in this battle. We have to know deep down that God is good. In the middle of a mess that we might be in, we need to find that God is good. We need to see the good in our life. We all have good and we have bad, let's be real, but there is power in recognizing the good. We have to pray to let God have his own way. It's not always easy to surrender to God, but I can guarantee it's worth it. God is our hope for our future. God, you know best, so it's your way, not mine. That's a good thing to do. We have to let others speak into our lives without being offended. I came across a quote from Graham Cook that says, love the learning in every situation. Look on it in this way. Each and every moment of the day, you're having some experience, and you're the one that can choose what to do with it. So each experience, no matter how important or unimportant, gives you a chance to learn something. So enjoy the journey. Walk step by step with Jesus because God can speak through all situations. Now, finally, we've got to believe that we are adopted by a perfect Heavenly Father who says, you are worthy, you are valuable. And as much as there are bad things, we don't have to carry them around with us. We need to get rid of them. And we can say, when we say, I can't see my value because of what's happened, God says this, I can see all your value in spite of all that's happening to you. Heavenly Father, help us to take it to heart. We are not unworthy. You love us. Therefore, we are worthy people. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.